The next patient is Ladys Rivera. Ladys, L-A-D-Y-S. Last name Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A. This is a clinical case. Of an 81-year-old Hispanic female that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that at the present time is stage 3B. The latest laboratory workup was done on May the 6th, 2024, in which the creatinine was 1.3, the BUN 25, and the estimated GFR 40.3 mLs per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 1.1 gram per gram of creatinine, which is the same that it was on February the 8th. The patient is taking the Jardiance. Milligrams every day. We are going to continue with the administration of this medication, and eventually we are going to consider the addition of non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease, the patient has a remote history of coronary artery disease with coronary bypass graft. That was done many years ago. The veins were harvested from the arms. The patient has not been in congestive heart failure, doesn't have any chest pain, no shortness of breath. Following number, type 2 diabetes mellitus. The patient remains in the same body weight. She has a hemoglobin A1C that came down from 11.3 to 8.4. Following number. The patient has the proteinuria that we discussed above. Following number, the patient has hyperkalemia. She is supposed to be followed a low potassium diet. All the literature has been given to the patient, and she was placed on Lokelma. We are going to prescribe Lokelma 5 grams to be taken every day, and we reevaluate the serum potassium levels in about 1 week. Following number, the patient has been complaining of left leg edema and pain in the calf with the flexion, the pain increased. The diameter is increased compared to the right one at least by 0.45 inches. And for that reason, we are going to order the Doppler ultrasound to rule out the possibility of DVT. The order was sent to Advent Health with a stat connotation, period. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism. When we look at the laboratory workup, the TSH is 9.47. the lady is taking 25 micrograms, which should be adjusted. I am going to inquire with the primary the possibility of increasing the levothyroxine to 50 micrograms on daily basis and reevaluate. Following number, the patient has a gastroesophageal reflux disease, and following number, the patient is slightly underweight. The case will be evaluated in 3 to 4 months with laboratory workup.